This week on Get Hench.
We're talking to top athletes about how they remain at the top.
Hey, Sergey! Wait up! Sergey!
Carl, why are you here?
I saw you run out of the house. What are you doing?
I'm running.
Yeah, but what are you running from? The cops.
No, I'm running and listening to our podcast.
You're going to need a better alibi than that, bro. Hey? I'll get your passport and I know a guy who can get us a car. After that, we're on our own.
No, I just want to listen to my podcast.
Don't wombat it, meerkat it.
Simples.
And now for today's fun football scores. Nerves nil, friends made 11.
Goals 4, giggles 17.
Wheelchair access 1, feeling left out, 0.
Celebrations 3, high fives 21.
McDonald's Fun Football. Free football coaching for all kids aged 5 to 11. Search McDonald's Football to find out more.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify, the all-in-one commerce platform to start, run, and grow your business. Whether you're selling flaky salt or fine art prints, Shopify covers all your sales channels to simplify selling online and in person. Plus, they provide industry-leading tools and 24/7 support to ignite your growth. This is Possibility, powered by Shopify. To sign up, visit shopify.co.uk/podcast23, all lowercase.
Hello, listeners, and welcome back to A Pod of Their Own's Mensch of the Week. I am Allison McCaig, and I am joined this week by my lovely co-hosts, Linda Serovich. Hello, Linda.
Hey, Allison.
And Maggie Wiggin. Hello, Maggie.
Hi, Allison.
Apologies for my voice again. I am sick as we record this.
You got the Phoebe from Friends thing going on.
Exactly.
The, like, husky.
But you know whose voice sounded a lot better than mine does right now? Our Mensch of the Week this week, which is Steve Gelbs, for doing such a great job with the play-by-play during the Red Series last week. You know, obviously these are pretty dark times for the Mets, and that Red Series was not a fun one, like most of the recent series have not been very fun. But Steve Gelbs made his play-by-play debut on SNY, filling in for Gary Cohen.
Such
Jerry Blevins.
Thankless position to be in.
Yes.
Yeah.
And Jerry Blevins.
Because we only know that they've tried others in the past who haven't worked out as well. Gary Apple.
I like Gary Apple in the studio. I like Gary Apple in the studio, but I don't think that he translates well to play-by-play.
No.
And, you know, obviously the Mets have a story, or SNY, I should say, has a storied history of field reporters becoming prominent broadcasters, as Kevin Burkhart once did. But he... Honestly, Kevin Burkhart was not really made for baseball play-by-play broadcasting. He's very good at doing football, and he was great sideline reporter. So it was unclear what would happen when Steve Gelbs went into the booth, but I think he did a fantastic job.
And he had such terrible material to work with.
Yeah.
It was really, like, this was not a, like, baseball announcing 101 sort of series. But also, like, you mentioned Kevin Burkhart, and, like, one of the things I really appreciate about Gelbs is that he had just about one of the most thankless roles, which was stepping into the shoes of Kevin Burkhart, like, one of the best sideline reporters ever, far too good for the job. And Mets fans were really, really spoiled. And, you know, is he a Kevin Burkhart? I mean, nobody is, but he's really one of the best out there. I don't think Mets fans realize that they still have it quite good. And he always is game for anything. And, you know, through a lot of really depressing stretches like this, you know, he's just a funny guy who brings interesting stuff to the screen. I appreciate that.
I mean, he's already had, like, several classic moments, including obviously the trumpets in Miami, and the cup snake at Wrigley.
Oh,
basically,
cup
Steve.
Snake. Basically,
that that's forever a classic.
So how it works, Steve?
Oh, for sure, Stevie.
Oh for sure, Steve. I just want to say hi to my mom.
My mom.
Oh, it's a classic. So yeah, I mean, like Maggie said, like Mets fans are really spoiled. We have the best booth in baseball, and like we also have one of the best sideline reporters in baseball. And I don't think people realize, like, I feel like most people don't watch other broadcasts all that often. I do. I watch the Masson broadcast, you know, 18 times a year or whatever. I guess it's only 15 times or whatever it is now. And let me just tell you, the difference in quality is very obvious. And I think that, you know, a lot of teams in baseball would kill to have someone even as good as Steve Gelb's doing play by play, like, honestly. Like, just by being himself and being good, he is already better than, like, most of the booths that other teams have. And yeah, well, Jerry, like, and shout out to Jerry Blevins, too, on color.
I was
color.
Just going to say, we need to shout out Jerry Blevins, too, because he was also really good.
He was really good.
Blevins has been on one color. Of my favorite additions to the SNY slate over the last couple years. He is just one of my favorite people to watch and listen to talk about baseball.
Well,
yeah, do it all day long.
For me, the when I would watch Rangers games, they added, I know this means nothing, but hopefully somebody will out there will realize what I'm talking about. They have very bland, like, former players who are like, back in my day when I played, blah blah blah. And then they completely changed their post-game show to bring in Steve Alaquette, who is a backup goalie. So he bought and then he's very analytical, and he bought in analytics. He bought in just like a different perspective to the game. And he would like interact with fans on Twitter. And he was just such a brilliant addition to the post game. And it was so like, especially when the Rangers and Mets are playing at the same time, I like the Rangers post game was so good. And then like the Mets post game would be so bland compared to that. So I'm like, I've been dying for the Mets to find their version of Steve Alaquette. And I feel like Blevins is that guy who will combine the analytics with, like, you know, still, you know, the just playing the game, like, you know, from the fan perspective, the way he can like easily explain it. And he didn't play that long ago, so he knows some of the players still. So I was like, thank you. I think Jerry Blevins is finally that guy to make the post game more dynamic than just like, oh, let's go to what Terry Collins has to say. And oh, here's, well, Pete in the locker room. So I do think, like Maggie said, he's been one of their best additions in recent memory.
Yeah. And he's just so thoughtful in the way, yes, he talks about pitching and insightful. And I think that, I mean, I don't know, obviously I don't know what the head honchos at SNY are thinking, because obviously, like, you know, Gary, Keith and Braun are not going to be around forever, are not going to be doing this forever. And we're probably toward the end of that era of the boot.
I mean,
the
it's
current
like
booth.
Coming on 20 years.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, closer to 20 years than other major numbers.
Yeah. And so I don't know what they're thinking as far as like who could replace them, but I think that we maybe saw a preview of two-thirds of it this past week with Gelb's being the Gary Cohen play-by-play and Blevins kind of being the pitching perspective, the Ron Darling. And I wonder if they find like a position player to take the third seat to sort of replace Keith, who's probably the most irreplaceable in some ways just because of his personality.
Yeah.
Well, I also don't imagine it would be something very sudden, but I think it would be nice. You know, everyone's going to need their days off. They always do, and it would be nice to have this sort of be like the regular B team, like, oh, like keep going back to them and letting them build that rapport,
yeah,
and that kind of comfort level. And, you know, because I think that, you know, obviously, like, that is something that just comes over time. And, you know, it's not that there weren't a few rough spots there, but, you know, really let them sort of build up their personalities a little bit and, like, get fans used to them. And it could be, you know, especially if it's kind of one slipping in at a time, not too painful. I mean, it's going to be awful. It's going to be the worst thing ever. But that's not Gelb's and Blevins' faults.
Yeah, they have.
It's just how it is.
It's going to be like, agonizing. I'm going to hate it, but just, it can be
just
fun.
Like it was with Kevin Burkhardt. They have massive shoes to fill, impossibly massive shoes to fill. And something that I thought was interesting as far as like you mentioned, Maggie, how it's always an adjustment. Something that was interesting that I noticed with Gelbs and the way he was doing the play by play is it's like it's clear that he's coming at this from a sideline reporter's perspective, which is not a negative thing at all. Like that is what he that's his expertise that he brings. But he was almost like interviewing Blevins and Keith at certain points, and it was like he's approaching this like a sideline reporter. He's like literally interviewing them. Like he'd be like, "What was your reaction to that, Jerry?" And I'm like, "Yep, yeah. He's doing the sideline reporter thing."
Get some reps in, guys. Get some reps. It'll be fine.
He couldn't shed his old hat completely, even in the booth.
Yep. But yeah, Gelbs is our mention of the week this week. And Jerry Blevins too gets an honorable mention for filling in so admirably in the booth. And hopefully, like Maggie said, this will be the regular B team and we'll get some more when Gary, Keith, and Ron need days off, we'll get a little bit more of them to sort of get used to them as potentially the future of SNY. And Mets broadcasts. And, you know, it was absolutely, given how the Mets are playing right now, is absolutely a thankless job to announce those games because it was brutal. So shout out to Steve Gelbs, our mention of the week this week. Hopefully when you're back in sideline reporter mode, you can come to Dollars for Dingers. Just saying. We'd make a really good interview. We're fun.
We are fun.
We are more predictable than Cup Snake Guy.
We are. It's true. It's true. we might not be as hilarious, but we are more predictable than Cup Snake Guy.
No, we probably wouldn't be like go viral like that, but
you never know. We say weird shit all the time.
That's true.
We're saying it right now.
Oh god, I'm only imagining like what weird shit I would say to Steve Gelbs that would end up like on Mets Twitter. I don't want to think about it.
I don't want to think about it either.
I don't want to premeditate it because that'll like obviously like it's supposed to be like spontaneous, and that's part of what makes it funny. That does it for mention of the week this week. You can go to homerunapplesauce.com to find all of our fantastic pods and information about the Fans First Sports Network. You can support our work by going to patreon.com/homerunapplesauce. You can follow Home Run Applesauce on Twitter and Instagram @HRApplesauce. You can follow this show on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok @apodoftheirown. You can email the show aa.apodoftheirown@gmail.com. You can follow each of us on Twitter. I am @PetitePhD. Where are you, Linda?
@LindaSarovich.
And you, Maggie?
@Maggie162.
You can subscribe to the podcast wherever you get your podcasts from. Just search Home Run Applesauce and you should see us right there. Please rate and review the show. It really helps people find it. The original intro and outro music to this podcast is by Bunga. Let's go Mets. And don't forget, there's no crying in Mets.